In this bulletin, the Victorian government declares a state of emergency. A man charged with terror offences in New South Wales. And in the A-League, the Newcastle Jets defeat Adelaide United by 3 goals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dwyatt. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has declared a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus. It will be in effect for at least 4 weeks. Under the provisions, it will be an offence to breach the mandatory 14-day self-isolation provisions for people required to quarantine themselves, such as those arriving from overseas. Mr. Andrews says the measures are intended to prevent the health system from being overrun by critically ill patients.
There will be significant disruption. There will be significant difficulty caused by these orders and many events having to be cancelled. However, I would say when it comes to sporting events, cultural events, conventions, those types of large meetings, we've already seen many, many of those events cancelled because people have exercised common sense and good judgment.
Australia now has a ban on all non-essential mass gatherings of more than 500 people. A second person has tested positive to coronavirus in the ACT as the national toll rises above 300. Authorities say a man in his 30s tested positive to coronavirus last night and has followed health officials' advice by isolating himself at home. Some 317 people have tested positive to COVID-19 in Australia and 5 have died. The number of coronavirus deaths in Italy has surged in the past 24 hours, bringing the country's total to more than 1,800. More than 3,500 additional cases of COVID-19 were reported on Sunday, representing the country's biggest day-to-day increase. Germany will partially close its borders with France, Switzerland, Austria, Luxembourg, and Denmark as it steps up efforts to stem the spread of the virus. The Interior Minister in Germany says new checks will take effect from 8 a.m. local time today. More than 4,500 cases of the virus have been confirmed in Germany, with 11 deaths. To other news, and a New South Wales man has been charged with a terrorism offence following a major investigation into extreme behaviour amongst right-wing groups. The man was arrested near the south coast town of Nowra after police executed search warrants on premises in Sanctuary Point and Palmer. A New South Wales joint counter-terrorism team has been investigating extreme right-wing behaviour in the state. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Scott Lee says the counter-terrorism team is satisfied that the man hadn't finalised any attack plans before he was arrested.
However, we had sufficient concern about some of the criminal activities over the past week and made the decision to act to ensure there was no potential threat to the community. The priority of the New South Wales Joint Counterterrorism Team investigators was to make sure no such attack ever took place.
In Israel, the President Reuven Rivlin will give the opposition leader Benny Gantz the first opportunity to form a new government following an inconclusive national election this month. The decision was made after a majority of MPs recommended the task be given to Mr. Gantz, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main rival, in a series of meetings with Mr. Rivlin. Israel has been without a government for more than a year after 3 inconclusive elections left no party able to build a parliamentary majority. In football, the Newcastle Jets have put a severe dent in Adelaide United's A-League finals ambitions with a 3-0 away win. After taking a 1-0 lead into half-time at Hindmarsh Stadium, the Jets blew Adelaide away with 2 goals in 3 minutes just after the restart. The loss leaves Adelaide languishing in 7th place, although the side could climb back into the top 6 with a win or draw. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 26 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 29. Melbourne, sunny, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney showers 23, the same for Newcastle, Brisbane partly cloudy 27, Cairns a possible shower developing and 32, and Darwin partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.